Falls on a cliff, the hardy boys number two, Franklin the Holy Dixon. Chapter one, spying by telescope, so you boys want to help me on another case. Ben Hardy, internationally known detective, smiled at his teenage sons. Dad, you said you're working on a very mysterious case right now. Frank spoke up. Isn't there some angle of it that Joe and I could tackle? Mr. Hardy looked all the widow of his second more study, as if searching for the answer somewhere in the town of Bayport, where the Hardys lived. Finally, he turned back again steadfastly at his sons. All right, how would you like to look for some smugglers? Joe Hardy's eyes opened wide. You mean it, Dad? Now just a minute. The detective held up his hand. I didn't say capture them. I just said look for them. Even that's a big assignment. Thanks for giving it to us, Frank replied. The lean, athletic detective walked to the corner of the study where a long, narrow carrying case stood. Tapping it, he said, you boys have learned how to manipulate this telescope pretty well. How would you like to take it out onto that high promontory above the ocean and trade it seaward? The place I mean is 2 miles north of the end of the bay and 8 miles from here. That would be great, said 17-year-old, blonde-haired Joe, his blue eyes flashing in anticipation. Frank, who was a year older than his brother, less impetuous, asked in a serious tone of voice, Dad, have you any ideas about the identity of any of the smugglers? Yes, I do, Mr. Hardy answered his tall, dark-haired son. I strongly suspected a man named Felix Natman is operating in his territory. I'll give you the whole story. The detective went on to say that he had been engaged by an international pharmaceutical company to trace stolen shipments of valuable drugs. Reports of thefts had come from various parts of the United States. Local police had worked on a case, but so far had failed to apprehend any suspects. Headquarters of the firm is in India, the detective told the boys. It was through them that I was finally called in. I'm sure that the thefts are the result of smuggling, very cleverly done. That's the reason I suspect that one. He's a noted criminal and has been picks up his ugly rat before. He served a long term in prison, but after being released, dropped out of sight. But you think he's working around Bayport? Joe asked. He whistled. That doesn't make this town a very healthy place to live in. But we're going to make it so, Mr. Hardy declared. A ring of severity in his voice. Just where is this time here to use a telescope? Frank asked eagerly. It's on a polite place. You'll see the name at the entrance. An old man named Felix Pollitt lived there alone for many years. He was found dead in a house about a month ago, and the place has been vacant ever since. It sounds as if we could get a terrific range up and down the shore from there, and many miles across the water, Frank remarked. Mr. Hardy glanced at his wristwatch. It's 1:30 now. You ought to be able to go out there, stay a fair amount of time.